Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, welcome back. We got to get that part in for sure, right? So right now, we know what's going on in D.C. There's a lot of fallout from the tariffs. And I don't know if that's going to slow down what's actually getting done in Congress or not. No better person to ask than Chad Pergram up on Capitol Hill for Fox News. Chad, how are you, my friend?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. You talk about a party town there by Glenn Frey. It's going to be a party tonight. The Senate's going to have an all-night session again here, a votorama, as we call it, one roll call vote after roll call vote after another. That's how they party here on Capitol Hill.
What is it they're trying to do in the Senate?
Well, the big, beautiful bill.
Yeah, okay.
This is the tax cut bill and the spending cut bill. This is not the final version by any stretch of the imagination, but what they have to do is the Senate had to develop a new framework here. The House and Senate are out of sync, and this is a lengthy process. This is conceivably step 3 of 8 to pass the bill. And so this is an interim step, and if they get it through the Senate, probably in the wee hours of tomorrow morning or maybe during the day on Saturday, then it goes to the House, and the House has to sync up with the Senate, and then they can actually do the bill. But I think that they are going to have a bear of a problem in the House syncing up, because I'm told they just don't have the votes. You know, Mike Johnson, the Speaker, he was buoyed by the fact that he got these two new members, Jimmy Patronis and Randy Fine, who won these special elections in Florida. And I said, you know, you have a more comfortable margin now. And he said, yes, an embarrassment of riches. We can lose up to 3 votes now. Hardy har har.
Yeah.
I'm told that they don't have the votes in the House right now to sync up with the Senate. So this might take months still to get this done.
So interestingly, we covered earlier this week when Cory Booker did his 25-hour marathon.
Yeah.
Wouldn't now be the time for a Democrat to be filibustering? Because they could really tie this thing up, couldn't they?
Well, to be clear, what Cory Booker was doing was not a filibuster. That was just a long speech,
right,
because he wasn't actually holding up any speech. The reason that they are doing this special process, and this is why this is so dicey between the House and the Senate, is that they are trying to avoid a filibuster on the final bill. And so they use this special process called budget reconciliation. And the reason that that is advantageous to the GOP, if they can get it done, is because there is a set number of hours of debate, number one. You don't have that under regular circumstances. So 50 hours of debate total on this budget resolution that they're working on now, this revamped plan. And then you have the Votorama, which you could have votes as long as you want, although the record is 44 from 2008 in a Votorama. And then you can avoid a filibuster because under this process, you only need a simple majority and you don't need 60 votes. So that's why, even if the Democrats are going to offer a lot of amendments, really slow this up between now and probably tomorrow morning, but that's not really filibustering because there's a finite amount of time, which is why Republicans, in one respect, it seems like a lengthy process. In another respect, it saves you time on the back end.
Have you been covering this whole debacle with proxy voting?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And in fact, that's why the speaker, Mike Johnson, had probably his worst week, because they had to pull two bills off the floor because they couldn't put them on the floor because of this revolt over proxy voting for members who are pregnant or members who are new moms. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And are those the only reasons why they're saying you cannot be there and vote? That's what they want?
Well, that would be the carve out. Yes. And that's the problem. Mike Johnson argues, you know, look, we should be here. That's the whole mm-hmm. thing. He said we're going to completely change the nature of the institution. Republicans during the pandemic fought hammer and tong against proxy voting when it was instituted for social distancing during the pandemic by mm-hmm. former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. But Mike Johnson, who opposes this plan now, he proxy voted 39 times himself.
When it was legal.
A lot of Republicans who argued against it went and used it and went on vacation or went to fundraisers or whatever else they did.
And Anna Paulina Luna left the Freedom Caucus over it, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Because she didn't think that some of her members were supporting her. Now, you know, this is another issue here. You know, I talk about this. They're going to need every single vote. Kat Kamik is expecting. She is due this summer. And, you know, when you have that narrow margin, if you don't have remote voting and say this does take a while to pass the so-called big, beautiful bill, and you get to the summertime and she's out, well, what happens? See, this is where I would say it's about the math. And those are real time, you know, examples of how this affects what you're trying to get done when you have a narrow majority.
Chad, you're the best, my friend. Thank you for giving us a few minutes.
My pleasure.
We'll talk soon. Thank you. Chad Pergerman there up on Capitol Hill for Fox. He knows that place inside and out.
Well, these women are going to have a lot of people on the national level talking about their due date, because that then, like Chad said, that becomes the new deadline.
That's right.
You have to get it done if they're not able to vote, which I understand that. You want them there in person. I actually can see it both ways. Being pregnant myself, I can understand that if those are the only two exceptions, but I can also very much understand why you should be there.
Yeah, but you've already agreed to proxy host when you're off, right?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. I did. Like, yeah, I remember in between overnight feedings, I think I was going to get up and do that for 4 hours.
I think for that 3 months, I'm going to take every Friday off and you're going to proxy host. So
I think that's fair.
That should work.
Yeah,
we're going to vote
that.
On that this morning.
Well, you could be a birthing person, right? Mark, why don't you take a paternity
you
leave? You know?
Take paternity
Come
leave.
On.
Yeah, that's it. That's funny. All right. Don't forget to download the voter guide, 971talk.com, that we try to make it as easy as we can for you. The election's next Tuesday. Voting is going on right now. Don't put it off. Just go and get it knocked out, and then you don't have to worry about it on Tuesday. I know it's raining, but don't use that as an excuse. No excuses at all. You can always pick us up on the podcast if you didn't get all 4 hours of the show. Up on Odyssey, you go to 971talk.com, wherever you pick up your podcasts. We make it really easy for you.
Get more at 971talk.com.